The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for summer baseball, and here is Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Phoenix. We're a little ahead of schedule out here, but welcome and a good Sunday morning to everybody. This 10:45 start slated now for 10:15, so we're going to give you a quick pregame setup here, and off we go. But we have 14 and under baseball coming your way next here on WKLM as it's the Highland Hawks getting ready to take on Premier Ohio from Hama. That's coming your way next here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Summertime deals all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 12-pound Match Light or 16-pound Kingsford Charcoal, $9.98. 30-ounce Duke's Mayonnaise, $3.98. Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, $1.98. Bush's Best Baked Beans, 2 for $5. Townhouse Crackers, 2 for $7. 16-count Kraft Singles, $2.98. Land O'Lakes Butter Quarters, 2 for $7. Turkey Hill Ice Cream, 2 for $7. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway and Highland districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
The July 4th Celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
And we are back here at Rittman High School, the slate for today's championship round of the Neo Showcase in this 14-under championship. It'll be Highland Hawks taking on the Premier Ohio Hama in this championship round here. Elimination Sunday As this tournament kicked off on Friday, Highland has made it to this championship round on Sunday. So if they win here, it'll be a doubleheader right here on WKLM. We'll stick around. Championship game will come your way here at 1 o'clock. So things got moved up about a half an hour ahead of schedule, so no big pregame this afternoon. I apologize for that, folks. The umpire said we're going to go early, and they are indeed. So we're going to take a break. The national anthem is going to come your way next. That's courtesy of the Holmes County Veteran Administration Services. When we come back, we'll have your first pitch getting ready to go here from Rittman High School in this 14-under championship on WKLM. National Anthem was brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And again, it's the time for 14-under championship baseball here on WKLM as we have Highland taking on Premier Ohio Hama in this 14-under matchup here. Highland, led by head coach Pat Miller, has made it to this championship Sunday in this semifinal matchup. Hama will be the home team in the book here today. So we'll take a look at their lineup, and they'll start like this. In left field, batting in the first position will be Drew Bosch. Batting second and playing center field will be David McGuire. The designated hitter will be number seven, that's Jack Zapeski. Pitching on the mound and batting cleanup is Colin Zarowski. Batting fifth and playing first base is Liam McGlully. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Nate Myers. In the sixth position and playing shortstop is Trenton Rittenour. Playing third base and batting seventh today is Tony Colella. Playing second base and batting eighth is Evan Pakula. And playing right field and batting in the nine position for Premier Ohio is Liam Kruger. And for Highland this afternoon, they'll start out like this. Batting in the first position and playing right field will be Zach Hostetler. Doing the catching and batting secondly, Baz Yoder. Playing third base and batting third is Caleb Troyer. Doing the pitching this afternoon for Highland and batting in the cleanup position will be Solomon Yoder. Batting fifth and playing shortstop will be Tucker Miller. Playing third base and batting in the sixth position is Jared Miller. And batting in the seventh position, playing first base, will be Wyatt Richards. Playing left field and batting in the eight hole today will be Damon Yoder. And batting in the ninth position and playing the nine hole out in right field, that'll be Blake Miller. And those are your starting lineups for this afternoon's matchup. We're about ready to get underway. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Your first pitch is coming your way next on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And we are back here as things are happening quickly today. First pitch went to deep center field by Zach Hosteller, and that went for a long out back to center fielder right up against the fence. So one in the books on one pitch here in the first inning, and that's going to bring up the catcher, Baz Yoder, with Caleb Troyer on deck. So one away here, top of the first inning from Rittman, Ohio. Great day for baseball. Glad to have you with us. There's a pitch by Zarisky on the mound. That misses high for ball one. Colin Zarowski, right-hander, fires. That one's low in the burp, ball two. Count goes to 2-0. to the batter, Baz Yoder. Yoder stands in on the right side. There's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. Just underway here. An early start time here if you just joined us. If you were expecting a 10:45 start, they moved this one up a half an hour on us. That pitch misses high. Count goes to 3-1. Can't blame the umpires. They get a chance to get ahead of schedule on a day like this. You want to do it. It's going to get hot out here again today. Here's the delivery. Misses high for ball four. So Highland's got their first base runner of the morning as Brad Yoder draws the walk. That'll bring up Caleb Troyer with Solomon Yoder on deck for Highland. There's a windup and pitch. Called strike inside corner. No balls and one strike to Troyer. Troyer, the third baseman, bats from the right side for Highland. Pitch misses high inside. Zarowski's got good heat on the ball here for this Premier Ohio squad. 14 and under baseball action here. Most of these young men going into their freshman year of high school next year, tuning up for that high school season. Zarowski's pitch misses low and away outside. Count even up at 1-1. Runner on first base and Baz Yoder. It's a small lead. He'll retreat back to the bag because Zarowski gave him a look. Yoder gets a lead. There's the windup and pitch. Missed inside. Ball. Count goes to 3-1 now. Three balls and one strike. Wind blowing straight out to left field here this morning. Nice breeze on hand. And there's ball four. And we've got back-to-back walks now. Highland with runners on first and second base. That's going to bring up the cleanup hitter, Solomon Yoder. He wears number 38 for the Hawks. He'll bat from the left side. So one away here in top of the first inning. The Hawks with runners on first and second. Yoder at the plate. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Dorowski will start out on top. No balls and a strike. Nobody holding the runner at second. Here's the delivery. Lifted high in the air. That's going toward right center. And that's going to drop for a base hit. Runner's going to advance up to third. Coach Miller's going to wave the runner around third base to score. And he'll stand up easily. As Yoder's going to come across the score, Caleb Troyer's going to move up to third base. And Solomon Yoder will be on first base with a 2-RBI single. Excuse me. A 1-RBI single as Baz Yoder has scored. Troyer still standing on third. So one away. And Yoder will take off for second base. No play on him. So now runners on second and third base. One away. Batters Tucker Miller, the shortstop. He wears number 12. Miller batting from the left side. Here's the windup and the pitch. Missed high. Count goes 1-1. One away. Highland has drawn first blood here early in the game, up 1-0. Jared Miller on deck here for Highland. There's a windup pitch hit hard to the right side to the second baseman. That's going to score a run, and that'll get by the second baseman for a base hit. There's a throw to the plate as Solomon Yoder is going to hold at third. But there's an RBI single for Tucker Miller. Man, we're going to get the movement of players here as we're going to get number 7 up off the bench here for Premier Ohio. That's going to send Liam Cully to the bench, and he may be warming up, getting ready to pitch here as Highland's got some things working here early. So we got a timeout on the field. We'll take a break, come back here for more baseball action here on WKLM.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails, printing, anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
And during that break, one pitch again. Every time we take a break, there's a quick change of pace here. Jared Miller lifted a fly ball to the second baseman. And with that, Tucker Miller took off for second. The out was made, and they doubled up Tucker at first base. So just like that, Premier Ohio gets out of the inning here. So after a half an inning in the books, it's Highland 2, Premier Ohio nothing. They're coming to bat next. That's here on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
And back here getting ready for the bottom half of the first inning in this 14-under championship action here from Rittman High School in this Neo Showcase. This afternoon, Premier Ohio will send Drew Bosch to the plate here to lead off. He'll be followed up by David McGuire and Jack Zapiski. For Highland on the mound this afternoon, it's Solomon Yoder behind the plate's Baz Yoder. That's the battery for the Hawks. So Highland's scored two in the top half of the first inning, so they hold a 2-0 lead. In that inning, they went two hits, two walks, two runs, and left one on base. But for Premier Ohio, here's Bosch. He'll stand in from the right side, takes the first pitch, drives it foul down the left field line for strike one. Young men coming out with eager bats here this morning. A lot of first pitch swings. There's a windup delivery from Yoder. Took a little bit off, breaking ball, missed outside, 1-1. Drew Bosch, the leadoff hitter, plays left field for Premier Ohio. Pitch by Yoder. Hit to the shortstop. It's going to be picked up over there, thrown in first base, and plenty of time for out number one as Tucker Miller connected with Wyatt Richards for the 6-3 putout. So one away for Premier Ohio. That's going to bring up David McGuire. And he plays center field. Jack Zapiski on deck. Zapiski is the designated hitter for Premier Ohio. McGuire wears number 11, bats from the left-handed side. There's the pitch by Yoder. Swung on and missed for strike one. Good pitch placement there, low and away. Got in the bite. Yoder working ahead in the count. Here's the wind-up delivery. That one misses high. Count goes even, 1-1. Fog finally starting to burn off here. The sun is out in full force, and folks, it's warming up quickly out here this morning. There's a drive towards center field. It's going to be in for a base hit as McGuire takes a 1-1 count right back up the middle. Good piece of hitting there. So Premier Ohio with a runner on first, one away. That's going to bring up the designated hitter, Jack Zapiski, with Colin Zarowski on deck. Zapiski, he'll bat from the left side with a runner on first base. Yoder gives him a look, works from the stretch, fires. Zapiski offered at it, but held back, called ball. Thought about it, put that right up around his eyes where they look awful big. Good job to lay off of that pitch. There's a wind up delivered by Yoder. That one misses high now. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two is a Pisky. McGuire on first base here for Premier Ohio. Gets a small lead. Yoder gives him a look. There's a wind up and pitch. That one misses outside. Ball three. So count quickly goes 3-0. Yoder will work from the stretch, checks the runner. There's the delivery. Called strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Nice breeze here this morning, blowing out towards left field. Ball seems to be carrying well here this morning. That one misses high for ball four. So just like that, Premier Ohio with runners on first and second with one away. That's going to bring up the pitcher. This is number three, Colin Zarowski. He'll try to help himself here. As they've got runners on first and second, one away. Zarowski batting from the right side. He's a cleanup hitter. Took a big rip at that one. Fouled back to the screen for strike one. Yoder wants to be very careful with him here. Zarowski, pretty well put together young man. Need to keep the ball low and away. Keep it out of his power zone. Good job keeping him off speed there. Got him to foul it back for strike two. Nice off-speed pitch by Yoder. Now working ahead, two strikes. McGuire on second, Zapisky on first for Premier Ohio. Here's a windup in the pitch. Waist pitch up high, ball one. Look for Yoder to go low and away with something here. Working ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes. Runners on first and second, there's the pitch. Made him reach for it, popped up high in the air towards third base, drifting towards foul territory. Caught in fair territory for the second out. As that was lifted high in the air, Caleb Troyer did a little dance under to round it up. That was a tough out. But a big one, the second out. Now, we'll bring up Liam McCauley. Two away. Took a big rip at that one as well, fouled it back to the screen. So Yoder goes up one strike in the count. Liam Mullally, the first baseman for Premier Ohio. There's a windup and pitch. A little bit off speed, just missed outside. Good pitch there by Yoder. Yoder trying to work out of a little jam here in the bottom half of the first as he's got runners on first and second with two away. There's a windup and pitch. Lifted high in the air, foul back out of play on the right side. So the count will go to 1-2 on the batter. Nate Myers on deck for Premier. Yoder, here's a two-strike pitch. Took a little off, made him reach for it, hit in the gap towards left center, and that's going to get into the gap. So that's going to score at least one run as McGuire comes around. And here comes the Pisky around third base. He'll score. And going into second base with a stand-up double is Liam Mullally. And just like that, we're tied up 2-2. Good piece of hitting there. As he set back and just put a good bat on the off-speed pitch and lifted it into right center for a two RBI double. So all tied up here, 2-2 in the bottom of the first. That's going to bring up Nate Myers, the catcher. He'll bat from the right side. Liam Mullally on second base in scoring position here for Premier. Yoder works out the stretch, fires, and strike one. Yoder up one strike in the count. There's the delivery. Breaking ball outside, just missed. Good off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. Two away. Highland trying to get out of this without any more damage. Premier with a runner on second. There's the pitch. Missed high inside. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. Nate Myers batting from the right side for Premier. Stands in. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul out of play. Count will go to 1-2. Yoder looking to strike somebody out here. Winds up. There's a pitch. A little breaking ball high. Missed outside. Now 2-2. Trenton Rittenour on deck. Rittenour hits in the sixth spot. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Count will stay at 2-2. Good at bat here for Myers as he's battling. Two-two to count for Yoder on the mound. Got a runner behind him. He'll check the runner. Now the pitch. Lifted towards right field. And that's going to drop softly behind the second baseman. That's going to score Mullally from second base. And Myers is going to go to first base with an RBI single. And Premier now takes a 3-2 lead as they push three across here in the bottom half of the first. They've done that with four hits in this inning. That's going to bring Trenton Rittenour to the plate, the shortstop. For Premier, wears number 27, bats from the right side. So runner on first base with Nate Myers. There's the pitch. He takes off for second base. Throw down's going to be in time. They got him, so a nice throw down there from Baz Yoder. So they'll pick off Nate Myers for that third out of the inning at second base. Score that one 2-6 on the putout, and that's your third out of the inning. So after one in the books, it's Premier Ohio 3, Highland 2. Back for inning number 2 after this on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Top of the second inning here for Highland is going to bring up Wyatt Richards with Damon Yoder on deck. Blake Miller will be in the hole for the Hawks. Wyatt steps in from the right side. Miller will take the first pitch. High for a ball one. Richards takes pitch number two, ball low. So two balls, no strikes, a count to Richards. There's a windup in the pitch by Zarowski. Missed in the dirt low, ball three. Umpire's going to retrieve that one from the screen himself. These guys do a little bit of everything out here as well. 3-0 the count here to Richards. Highland finds themselves down 3-2. And there's ball four. So they'll get a base runner. Tying run goes to first base in the form of Richards. He'll get the walk. That's going to bring up Damon Yoder. Where's number 17, Hillbat from the right side. Plays left field for the Hawks. He'll take called. Strike one on the outside corner. So Colin Zarowski getting on top with that pitch. There's a windup. And pitch misses low and away. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Zarowski. Gronkowski from the stretch. There's the delivery. Missed high. Two balls and a strike. So if you're tuning in looking for the pregame show, we're already a full inning underway here. We started early, a half an hour early here from Rittman, Ohio, in this 14-under championship. Elimination Day Sunday. As Damon Yoder stands in from the right side, here's the pitch and called timeout just in time before the delivery. And he got a balk, actually. So that's going to send Wyatt Richard down to second base on the balk. So now with a tying runner on second base and nobody out, there's a windup and pitch swung on and missed by Yoder. Got a good cut at that one. Count goes full, three balls and two strikes. He got the pitch he wanted, just a little bit over top of it. Yoder, there's the pitch. Fouled off the low strike, sent it out of play to the right side. So he's got life. Blake Miller on deck. The nine-hitter, that'll bring us back to the top of the order. Zach Hosteller will be in the hole. There's a wind-up and pitch. Hit towards the right side. That's going to move the runner over to third base. Hit to the second baseman. He'll pick it up. Throw's going to be not in time. It'll get by the first baseman. But the runners will hold. That's going to move Wyatt Richards up to third base. And Damon Yoder will move up to first. And that'll bring up Blake Miller. Blake Miller is your right fielder for the Hawks. So runners on first and third. Damon Yoder on first. Wyatt Richards on third. And there's a called strike. Runners hold right where they're at. Zach Hostetler on deck. Braz Yoder in the hole here for Highland. That one missed high. 1-1. You hear the pop on that one. Zarefi can bring some heat when he reaches back. But speaking of heat, folks, it's starting to get hot out here. We'll see how these pitchers hold up in this heat this afternoon. That one missed in the dirt, low and away. Two balls and a strike. Summer got here with a vengeance. We've had a couple weeks now flirting with 90 degrees almost every day. There's a hit towards the second base. Going to be over his head into right field, so that's going to score the tying run from third. As Blake Miller, nice piece of hitting there, placed a nice base hit out into right center field. That'll move Damon Yoder up to second. And that's going to get a timeout as they want to go talk to Zarowski. So we'll take a break. More baseball coming your way here on WKLM.
Dreaming of a perfect, affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
And we are back here about ready to get underway here as Premier Ohio has made a pitching change. They're going to send Liam Mullally to the mound now. He's a left-hander. Mullally started the game playing first base. So that is going to send Zach Hostetler, number 7, bats from the left side. He flew out to center field, deep center field, his first time up. He took the first pitch and almost put it out of here. So Hostetler at the plate. Runners on first and second for Highland. We're tied up 3-3 as Highland's plated one in the top of the second inning here. Nobody out with Blake Miller on first, Damon Yoder on second. Hostetler in the box is up. One ball, no strike in the count. There's the pitch by Mullally. Fouled back just over my head here by the fence for strike one. We are under canopy here. Nice breeze blowing underneath of us. A great day to call baseball here from Rittman, Ohio. Glad to have you with us on this Sunday morning. That pitch misses low and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike to Hostetler. Paz Yoder on deck, Caleb Troyer in the hole for the Hawks. Back to the top of the order here with Hostetler. He'll take ball three low in the dirt, so 3-1's the count. Walk here could load it up for the Hawks. With number 99, Yoder, on deck. He's the catcher for Highland. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Taken for a strike. Count goes full. Hostetler making him throw some pitches out there. Good strategy in this heat. Full count. Here's the pitch. Missed outside. There's a walk for ball four. So that paid off. So bases are loaded. Hostetler on first. Miller on second. Damon Yoder on third. And at the plate now is Baz Yoder, the catcher, batting from the right side. And he'll drive one towards shortstop. And that's going to score one run as Damon Yoder's going to run into the fielder's choice for the put out, the force out. So he'll score that one 6-0 for this first out of the inning. So Yoder's going to reach on the fielder's choice. And there's a hard hit ball right back to the pitcher. And they'll get the force out at second, not in time at first for the double play. And around first, third base is going to score for Highland to take the lead. That's going to be Hostetler. So they got the force out at second base down there. They would put Blake Miller out at second. Excuse me, Yoder be put out at second base. So score that one. 6-4 on the second out there. And that's going to bring up Solomon Yoder. Solomon Yoder here, the cleanup hitter. And throw over to first base, gets away from the first baseman, but nobody will go anywhere. Troyer will hold right there. So Troyer at first base, Highland up here now, 4-3. There's a pitch by Yoder, hit hard to the right side. To the second baseman, picked up, thrown over to first for the third out of the inning. But not before Highland scores two. They'll go ahead here 4-3. Bottom of the second inning coming your way next here on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
So for Highland there in the top of the second, they had actually played three runs. They did that on two hits and two walks. They left a runner on base, but they now have a 5-3 lead. And for Premier coming up here in the bottom half of the second, this will be number 27, Trenton Rittenour. He's a shortstop. Yoder still on the mound here for Highland. Starts out with a strike on the outside corner. A little off-speed pitch to start out. Very good hitters on this Premier team. Highland trying to keep them off balance. There's the pitch by Yoder. Hits the batter as he took that one on the left arm. Right on the arm pad. There's probably a reason he wears that. Bill Rittenour will go to first base on the hit batsman. That'll bring up Tony Cannella. Cannella, the third baseman, wears number 9. Bats from the right side. This is his first appearance this morning. There's a windup pitch by Yoder. That one misses high for ball one. So Trenton Rittenour on first base via the hit pitch. Yoder's windup delivery missed high for ball two. So two balls, no strikes, runner on first, nobody away. Bottom of the second inning. There's Yoder on the mound for Highland in the pitch. Missed high. 3-0. Evan Pakula on deck with Liam Kruger in the hole. 7-8-9. There's ball four. That one missed high. So just like that, and two batters, they got two base runners. So tying run goes down to first base on the walk. That's going to bring up the second baseman, number 17, Evan Pakula. His first appearance here today, batting in the 8th spot. He'll bat from the right side. Solomon Yoder on the mound here for the Hawks. There's a bunt offering down the first baseline, going to go foul. As Pakula tried to get one down, almost caught Highland sleeping. Looking to push those runners both in the scoring position here. Is Premier. Try to tie this up here in the bottom of the second. There's the windup and pitch. Square around the bunny, pulls back. And throw all the way down the second. Almost got the runner. Nice toss down there by Yoder. Just about picked him off. That would have been a big out there for Highland. Kula squared the bunt and pulled back and just about hung his runner out the dry. There's a square to bunt. Pulled it back. Missed for a ball. Yoder just missing outside with those pitches. He's been right around the plate here this morning, doing a good job. Yoder wind up in the pitch. There's a square to bunt. And it's going to be fouled back out of play. So Pakula unable to advance the runners on the bunt. Count is 2-2. Not likely to see him square around here with two strikes, although he could. There's the wind up and pitch. A little off-speed pitch, high. Count goes full. Good discipline there by Pakula. Set on that breaking ball. Full count, here's the delivery. Swung on and missed, big strikeout. As Yoder reached back for a little extra there, got his first strike out of the game, and it's a big one with one away. That'll bring up the 9 hitter. This is number 23, Liam Kruger, plays right field for Premier Ohio. One away, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Mullally gets a good lead at second. Doesn't go anywhere. That one missed for a ball. Excuse me, that's Rittenour down on second base. And there's a strike, called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-1 to Kruger. Drew Bosch on deck with David McGuire in the hole. They'll be back to the top of the lineup. There's a pitch by Solomon Yoder. Breaking ball. Brought it right around the batter, just missed inside. Yoder works out of the stretch. There's the delivery. Missed high. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another strikeout will be big here to get this 9-hitter before you get back to the top of the order. There's the pitch. Breaking ball, got him swinging. It was low in the dirt. Runner took off for first base. The pitch was missed low in the dirt on strike three, but first base was occupied, so he couldn't run. But we threw it down to first base anyhow, and that let the runner move up to third base. But with the strikeout, that'll be 2 outs. So Rittenour now goes down to third base. Colella goes to, stays on first base. That's going to bring up the leadoff hitter, Drew Bosch. Bosch Yoder steps out here to call the play as they've got runners on first and third. You would expect to see Canella running here. Drew Bosch ground out to shortstop his first time up. He's the left fielder. Two away, runners on the corners here. As Highland up, 5-3, trying to get out of this jam. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time, trying to catch that runner sleeping. Didn't work. Rittenour on third for Premier. There's a foul ball out of play to Bosch. That'll be strike one. Fog was all but burnt off up here, and there's blue skies and a lot of sunshine here in Ripon, Ohio. There's the delivery and pitch. Throw down to second base is going to be not in time as they sent Colella to second base. And the throw down by Yoder just about in time, a little high. So now runners at second and third. And a base here could tie it, base hit could tie it. As Bosch stands in. Yoder, here's the pitch. Missed high for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike's the count. Yoder trying to work hard to get out of this. Might have to get the bats back out. Yoder. That swung on, lifted back out of play. Oh, counts 2-2. Two strikeouts in the inning here for Solomon Yoder. His first two of the game, they've been big ones when they needed them for most. There's a windup and pitch. Breaking ball missed high. Count goes full. David McGuire on deck. He had a base hit his first time up. There's a pitch by Yoder. Called strike three. Good pitch. Got him looking. 3 strikeouts for Yoder. Got him out of the inning. So 2 in the books. Highland has a 5-3 lead. Inning number 3 coming your way next on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for an in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
The July 4th Celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
It's Tucker Miller leading off here for Highland in the top of the third. Miller, the shortstop, batting from the left side. Lifts the first pitch out of play down the left side for strike one. Miller base hit his first time up. He got put on the force out at second base. Takes the one strike pitch inside for ball one. Counts 1-1. Highland up 5-3 here at top of the third inning. They played a 2 in the first and 3 in the second. There's a wind up and pitch. Swung on out of play. Fought off the high heat inside. Count is 1-2. Liam Mullally on the mound here now for Premier. Left-hander. He'll work out of the stretch. Miller stands in for the Hawks. Here's the pitch. Missed high. 2-2. It's Phoenix Price back at the station today taking care of business. Did a great job scrambling early as they started this game about a half an hour ahead of schedule. We were able to get you on the air in time. There's a ball lifted into center field, and it's going to drop in front of the center field for a base hit. So Tucker Miller, good piece of hitting there as he's on with another hit. He's 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Although it's still morning, I'm just going to say afternoon, folks. It's bright, sunny. We're playing baseball. It's as good as afternoon to me. So Highland's got the leadoff batter on. That's going to bring up Jared Miller to the plate. The second baseman. Tucker Miller's on first. Leadoff hit here for the Hawks. They've got something working in top of the third. Throw back over to first base by Mullally, not in time. There's throwback over to first. Good looking move there by Liam Mullally. There's the wind up and pitch. That's high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. The count here to Jared Miller. Miller flew out to second base his first at bat. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-2. Miller stands in the right side. There's the pitch. Put that up underneath his chin. Count goes to 3-1. Miller looking to help Highland add to this lead. There's a throwback over to first base. Keeping a close eye on Tucker Miller over there is Mullally. Not wanting him to go anywhere. There's the pitch. Misses high and away. So ball four. Well, that's going to put a runner on first and second base. Jared Miller on first. Tucker Miller on second. That'll bring up Wyatt Richards. Number 27 for Highland. He's your first baseman. He walked and scored his first time up. Nobody away here. Took a big swing at that one. Missed for strike one. So Highland with base runners on first and second. Nobody away. Looking to expand their lead. That pitch taken just high for a ball. If Highland wins here today, just stick around with us here. It'll be a doubleheader coming your way. We'll have the championship game immediately following this one. That was originally scheduled for a 1 o'clock start. We'll keep you posted on what time that'll actually happen as we progress. 2-1 to count. Here's the pitch. Miss low, 3-1. And Wyatt Richards. reached on a walk, went to second base on a balk, and then scored from there on the hit by Blake Miller. And there's a called strike, 3-2. Richards thought that was a ball four. He was halfway to first base. So count goes full, 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody away. There's a pitch by Maloney. Runner goes from second base, then called strike three, and the runner gets under just in time as they had the steal on. He was moving, but they got Richards on the strikeout. So one away, but the runners do move up, so that was as good as a sacrifice. So runners are at second, third with one out. That's going to bring up Damon Yoder. Yoder, base hit to right field his first time up. Takes a ball outside for ball one. So one away here. Hawks with in biz with runners on second and third. Damon Yoder to plate, Blake Miller on deck. And that's hit hard to the left side. Shortstop's going to field it. Play's going to be at first base. That's going to play to run. And that's going to move the runner from second over third. Jared Miller, the throw goes past the third baseman. And that's going to score Jared Miller. So we'll give Yoder the RBI on the fielder's choice. And then Jared Miller's going to score on the throwing error. So Highland's going to plate two. And that's going to bring up Blake Miller to the plate here for Highland, the nine hitter. And he'll hit one towards the second baseman right at him. First pitch hit him, put away for the third out of the inning. But just like that, Highland scores two more times, and now they'll have a 7-3 lead. More baseball coming your way next here on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Get summertime deals all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Cool Whip topping, $1.98. 10-pack Capri Sun, 2 for $6. Heinz ketchup, $3.98. Squeeze Heinz yellow mustard, $1.78. Kraft mayonnaise, $4.48. Kraft Miracle Whip, $5.98. A1 steak sauce, $5.48. Heinz 57 sauce for $4.98. 8-count selected Country Time Tang or Kool-Aid drink mix, $3.98. And Kool-Aid drink mix packets, 2 for 68 cents. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Bottom of the third inning coming up here, as it's going to be David McGuire, this two-hole hitter, leading off here for Premier in the bottom of the third. So they'll start off with McGuire, Zapesky, and Zarowski, 2, 3, and 4. And first pitch hit hard to second base, he picked up plenty of time, thrown to first for the out. As Jared Miller tosses it over to Wyatt Richards, out number one, one pitch, one out. That's going to bring up the designated hitter in the third spot. This is Jack Zapesky. It's Solomon Yoder still on the mound here for Highland. I'm sure he'd love to throw these three pitches and go sit down. One pitch in the books, one out. And here's the pitch to Zapisky. That's going to hit right back up the middle. So that pitch results in a base hit. And Premier has a base runner here now in the top, in the bottom of the third. And that's going to bring up Colin Zarowski. It's from the right side. Flew out to third base his first time up. He lifted that one way up in the air. Solomon Yoder checks the runner at first base. He'll reset. Zarowski stands in on the right side. There's the windup delivery. Breaking ball. Runner takes off for second and going to be not in time. He's in safe. So Jack Sapiski going down with a stolen base. So with one away, Premier now with a runner on second. Cleanup hitter to plate in Colin Zarowski. There's a pitch by Yoder. Swung on, hit towards the gap on the left side. Gets by the shortstop in the left field. That'll score the run easy. As Colin Zarowski gets an RBI single. And that'll close the gap now to 7-4 with one away here in the bottom of the third. Liam Lawley will be at the plate here now for Premier. He hit a double his first time up. So Colin Zarowski on first, Mullally at the plate. Nate Myers on deck here for Premier. Yoder working out of the stretch. Swung on, foul ball. Hit the batter right in the batter's box. Good call by the umpire. He was right on top of that. Umpire's doing a good job keeping things moving here today. They got it started early. But rightfully so, it's going to get warm out here. Not a lot of shade out here for fans or players alike. Beautiful facilities here in Rittman on a beautiful day for baseball. There's a toss over to first base as Yoder holding that runner, Zarowski. One away, Mullally in the batter's box for Premier. There's the pitch. Breaking ball took a little bit off. Good one for the runner to go on, and he did. And throw down goes in the center field, but the runner will hold right there. So Premier getting aggressive on the bases here. Zarowski is going to go down on the stolen base of second base. That's the second stolen base this inning. So now he's in scoring position. With your five hitter at the plate. Swung on a miss. Big swing there by Mullally. If he'd have got a hold of that one, that might still be going. Wind blowing straight out to left field here. 320 down the line. Breaking ball missed outside for a ball. 2-2 is the count. There's Yoder. The windup and delivery. Called strike down the knees. That great pitch placement there by Yoder. Put a little bit of extra pop on that, and he froze the batter. That was beautiful, folks. So the fourth strikeout now by Yoder. He got three of them in the last inning. Two away, that was a big one with a runner on second. That's going to bring up Nate Myers. Runner takes off from third base, so that's second to third, and he'll be in there in time ahead of the throw. So Zarowski getting two stolen bases here in this inning. Now at third base with two away. Nate Myers in the batter's box. Trenton Rittenour on deck for Premier. There's Yoder. The pitch misses high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes with two outs. Yoder would like to leave that runner right there on third base. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes two balls and one strike. Yoder, wind up in the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. He's found a spot down there. Painting that outside corner real well at the knees right now. Keep the ball down there. You won't get hurt too much. There's the pitch by Yoder. And hit hard to the third base side. Going to be picked up, thrown over to first base, and plenty of time for the third out of the inning as Caleb Troyer throws it across to Wyatt Richards for the putout on the 5-3 play. So three complete are in the books. It's Highland 7 and Premier 4. More baseball coming your way next here on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply.
Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware, manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware, available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Top of the fourth inning coming your way here from Rittman in this 14-under Neo Showcase Championship baseball action this afternoon. Zach Hostetler leading off here for Highland. It'll be Baz Yoder and Caleb Troyer on deck. Troy Fritz with you here today for baseball action. Phoenix Price back at Sports Central at WKLM taking care of business. As Highland up here in this contest by a score of 7-4, looking to move on to the championship game. If they win this one, we'll have that one for you immediately following this one here on WKLM. Hostetler takes ball two, as it's Liam Mullally still on the mound here for Premier, the left-hander. There's a 2-0 delivery. Called strike inside, two balls and one strike. Highland scored two in the first, three in the second, two in the third. And they'd love to add to it here in the fourth. That pitch missed low in the dirt for three balls and a one strike. Zach Hostetler flied out to center field his first time up. He walked and scored in the second. And he'll walk here in the fourth. So he'll be on base for the second time this morning. And that'll bring up the catcher, Baz Yoder, with Caleb Troyer on deck. Yoder walked and scored his first time up, ground into out at shortstop his second time up in the second inning. And he'll take a strike at the knees there for strike one. There's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Got him on the breaking ball. So no balls and two strikes to Baz Yoder. As Mullally starts out on top here quick. Batter number two with a runner on first base. He'll check that runner and throw back over to first, not in time. As Hostetler went diving back. There's the windup and pitch. Lifted in the air towards right center field. And that's going to drop for a base hit. Center field will cut it off before it gets to the gap. So Zach Hostetler will move up to second base. And Yoder will go to first on the base hit. So Yoder on for the second time today. That'll bring up Caleb Troyer with Solomon Yoder on deck now for Highland. Troyer hitting in the three spot. He walked and scored as well in the first inning. And reached on a walk in the second. He takes the first pitch, ball high for ball one. Runners on first and second. Nobody away here. Top of the four for the Hawks. And Troyer will take that pitch outside for ball two. Highland scored so far in each inning. They'd love to add to it here again in the fourth. There's a windup and pitch missed. Oop, and called strike. Got ahead of myself there. He's the umpire. I'm not. Doing a good job back there behind the plate is the man in blue. Wally will step back off the mound, catch his breath. Now here we go. There's a windup and pitch. Missed inside. Hello, Caleb Troyer. Standing in here for Highland. Hit here would score one. Here's a windup and pitch. Missed outside for a ball. That's a walk, ball four. So that's going to juice the bases here, and that's going to send the coach out from Premier to the mound for a conference. So we'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's 14-under championship baseball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The bases are all occupied here. We've got three walks here in the top of the fourth. Nobody out. As Solomon Yoder, the cleanup hitter for Highland, stands in from the left side with a chance to do some serious damage here and help his cause. Yoder's went the distance on the mound so far for Highland here today. There's the windup and pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Got a good cut at that one for strike one. That'll even the count at 1-1. Highland up 7-4, but they're in business here in the fourth with bases loaded, nobody away. Solomon Yoder, here's the pitch. Lifted towards center field. That's going to drop right in front of the center fielder for a base hit. That's going to score Zach Hostetler. And come around third base, the score here is going to be Baz Yoder, and he'll slide in safe, no play. So that base hit's going to score two runs. As Solomon Yoder picks up two RBIs. His second hit of the afternoon, 2-for-2. He singled his first time up. But Highland's pushed two more across, still nobody out. As it's Caleb Troyer on second base, Solomon Yoder at first. Now stepping in is Tucker Miller for Highland at the plate with nobody away. Miller 2-for-2 so far. He's reached a base hit the first inning and the third. He scored in the third inning as well. There's a windup and pitch. Bunt laid down perfectly towards the pitcher. The only play is going to be at first base, and they got it just in time. But a sacrifice bunt there by Tucker Miller advances the runners to second and third. So score that one 1-3 on the fielder's choice sacrifice. For the first out, and that'll bring up Jared Miller. Jared flew out to second base his first time. He walked and scored in the third. So runners on first and second for the Hawks. That pitch missed high for a ball. Count goes to 1-1. Wyatt Richards on deck for Highland. There's the pitch. And dead ball. That hits the batter. As Jared Miller took that one off the left shin, he's okay. Down to first base he goes. So that'll load the bases back up. So number 27, Wyatt Richards, the first baseman, he'll step in. And that's going to bring the coach out from Premier. That'll probably bring a pitching change. So we'll take a break. It's 14-under championship baseball action here on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Dream
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
And we are back here in the bottom of the fourth, or top of the fourth inning here. Pitching change for Premier, as they're going to send Evan Pecula to the mound now. So Mullally would work two and a third. The bases are still loaded here for Highland, as we've got Caleb Troyer on third, Solomon Yoder on second, Jared Miller is on first base, and we've got one away. So Mullally worked two and a third innings. He'll be responsible for these runners on the pass. And there's a pitch by Pecula. Swinging strike by Richards for strike one. Wyatt Richards walked and scored in the second, struck out in the third. Richards hits a ground ball to the left side. That's going to score a run. That'll get between second and third and shortstop for a base hit. Rounding third to score also comes Solomon Yoder, and there'll be no play at the plate. He'll score. And moving up to third base will be Jared Miller. Going to second base will be Wyatt Richards after the single. Give him two RBIs on that single. So Highland breaking it open here in the fourth inning, as that'll move Jared Miller to third base. Wyatt Richards stands on second with one out. That's going to send Damon Yoder to the plate for Highland, as he went 6-4 his first time up and 6-3 his second time. So it's a shortstop both times in both his appearances at the plate. The runners at second and third. There's a pitch, misses low. Four ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The count two, Damon Yoder. Blake Miller will be on deck for the Hawks. Yoder hitting in the eighth spot. Takes called strike on the outside corner for two balls and one strike. So Highland trying to bat around here in the fourth as they started out at the top of the order with Hostetler. And there's a high fly ball lifted to the right side towards the second baseman, and it's going to be put away for the second out of the inning. So score that one, F4 for the second out. That'll bring up Blake Miller, the right fielder, hitting in the nine spot with Zach Hostetler on deck. Two away. Pecula on the mound, the right-hander working out of the stretch now for Premier. That one misses in the dirt low for ball one. So Highland up here 11-4 now in the top of the fourth. There's the delivery by Pecula. Gets by the catcher to the screen. Nothing happened there. The runners will hold right where they're at. Evan Pecula eyes a runner at third. There's the pitch. Taken for a called strike. Two balls, one strike. The count now to Blake Miller. Miller got a base hit his first time up and scored. Ground out to second. His second time up. Had a good, healthy rip at that one. Missed for strike two. Miller didn't get cheated on that cut. 2-2 is the count. And here's the pitch. And count goes full. So first base is open. Miller would like to have it any way he can. That would bring Zach Hostetler back up to the plate, the leadoff hitter for the Hawks. Let's go, Blake. Miller from the right side. Here's the pitch. Good discipline, laid off the low breaking ball for ball four, so the bases once again are going to be loaded up. And we've batted around here in the fourth. That's going to send Zach Hostetler back to the plate. He walked his first time up and scored. And you hear the Highland players encouraging the runners to be going on the contact. There's a called strike to Hostetler. Hostetler batting from the left side. Has been on base twice and scored twice today. And he'll lift a high fly ball to left field. That's going way back towards the left field. And he'll catch it with his back up against the fence as Hostetler put a charge into that one. But he'll fly out for the third out of the inning. But not before Highland scores four more to take 11-4 lead. This is 14-under Championship Baseball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning here for Premier is going to send Trenton Rittenour to the plate with Tony Colella and Evan Pecula on deck. Rittenour reached in the second inning on a hit pitch. Takes ball one. For Highland in that top half of the fourth inning, they would get four runs. They would do that on two hits, two walks, and they left three runners on the base paths. But they have an 11-4 lead. And there's a strike. Solomon Yoder going the distance so far here for Highland. He's got four strikeouts on the afternoon. They really started settling in their groove this last couple innings. There's a foul ball lifted out of play. He'll go up in the count. One ball and two strikes. Trenton Rittenour, the shortstop here for Premier Ohio. There's the pitch by Solomon Yoder. Took a little bit off of it. Got him on the breaking ball for strike three. Solomon Yoder up to five strikeouts now. He got three of those in the second, got one back in the last inning, and just struck out the leadoff batter. That's going to bring up Tony Canella. He'll bat from the right side. He walked his first time up, takes called strike one. Troy Fritz with you here today from Ripman High School here for this 14-under championship. Phoenix Price back at the station taking care of business. Here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, glad to have you with us. It's still 11:30 in the morning here. Early start here from Ripman. This was a 10:45 slated start. We got started at 10:15, so we are deep into this one. And if Highland holds on to win this, don't get too far away from the radio, as we'll have the championship game coming right back at you here. That was slated originally for 1 o'clock. There's a pitch foul back out of play. But we will likely be a little ahead of schedule here, so we'll try and give you an ETA on that one if and when that comes at the end of this contest. So here's Yoder for Highland. Here's a wind-up delivery. Misses high. Count goes full now, 3-2. To Canella. There's the full count pitch. Got him swinging for a strikeout, his second of the inning. Yoder getting stronger as this game goes on here. Got the high heat there and blew it right by him. Well, you would think these young men would start to wilt a little bit in this sun, but for Yoder, not the case. Getting stronger as this game goes on. Two away here, bottom of the fourth. That's going to bring up Evan Pakula, the second baseman. He struck out his last time up. There's a pitch by Yoder. Missed high and away for ball one. Yoder, the wind-up delivery. Missed high for ball two. Yoder only giving up three walks here on the afternoon. One of those was a hit batsman. Five strikeouts, very efficient outing here for Yoder. Takes a little bit off there, gets a breaking ball across for a called strike. Two balls and a strike. Good control of his pitches out here this morning. There's Yoder. There's a ground ball fouled down the first baseline. Out of play. That'll run the count to 2-2. Two away. Bottom of the fourth. Yoder, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball just missed outside. Good placement. He's found a spot on that outside corner he likes. He's worked it well. Here as this game's went on. Yoder, the windup and pitch. Got him on the outside corner. Painted that perfectly for another strikeout. That's a three strikeout innings for Solomon Yoder. So four in the books. Highland up 11-4. Back with more here on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Top of the fifth inning coming at you here as Highland's up 11-4 and is 14 and under. Neo Showcase Championship. It's Elimination Sunday. Championship round here in this tournament action as Highland played their way into the championship pool as they're up 11-4 on Premier Ohio. As we said here earlier, if Highland wins this, they'll be right back in the championship game. We'll be bringing that to you here on WKLM. Time approximate was scheduled for 1 o'clock, but we're a little ahead of schedule out here today, so we'll see what time that goes. We'll give you an ETA on that before we jump off the air with this one. But starting out for Highland here in the top half of the fifth inning will be the catcher. This is Baz Yoder, the second hole hitter. He's reached twice today and scored twice. He'll take the first pitch low for ball one. He walked in the first, ground out to shortstop in the second. Reached on a base hit and scored in the fourth. Took that second pitch high for ball two. 2-0 is a count. Evan Pakula on the mound here for Premier. There's a foul ball lifted high out of play to the left side. as Yoder was sitting on that one. Baz Yoder stands in from the right side. Scored twice a day. Lifts that one towards center field. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. Highlands put a lot of them in play right in front of that center field that's dropped in there today. So a leadoff single for Yoder here in the fifth. That's going to bring up Caleb Troyer, your three-hole hitter, with Solomon Yoder on deck. Caleb Yoder reached the first inning on a walk and scored. And there's a base hit to the left side between shortstop and third. Good piece of hitting there by Caleb Troyer. So Highland again in business. Runners on first and second. Nobody down. Solomon Yoder will go in from the left side. Having a good day. And he'll take a good swing there. Rip one into the right center gap. That's going to go for extra bases. Coming around third is going to be Baz Yoder as well as Caleb Troyer. He'll hold at third base. And they actually held Solomon Yoder there at first base. So give him an RBI single. And that's going to send Tucker Miller. So Solomon Yoder on base with another single. His third hit of the day. That's moved Caleb Troyer up to third. And they just tried to pick Solomon Yoder off of first base, not in time with the throw. So Highland goes up here now 12-4 in the top of the fifth inning. Tucker Miller stands in now from the left side. Shows bunt, pulls it back. Runner's going to move down to second base. And that's Solomon Yoder. So now Highland with runners on second and third and nobody out. There's the pitch by Evan Pakula. Missed outside, low and away. So Tucker Miller stands in. Here's a pitch by Evan Pakula. Swung on. That's going to be lifted in the air towards left field. And it'll be caught by the left fielder. Tagging up from third is going to be Caleb Troyer. Holding at second base is going to be Solomon Yoder. But a sacrifice fly here by Tucker Miller is going to score another run for Highland. And that'll bring up Jared Miller now to the plate for the Hawks. So now a runner at second base as Yoder holds there. Jared Miller stands in. It's a good cut at the first pitch, misses for strike one. Throw down to second base, not in time. They're keeping an eye on Solomon Yoder. He had a big lead down there. Might have been thinking about going. Highland has scored in each inning here so far today. There's a windup and pitch. Called strike. Two strikes, no balls, and two strikes the count with one away. Wyatt Richards on deck here for Highland. There's a windup and pitch. Missed inside. One ball, two strikes. Tried to throw a breaking ball inside, missed. Good discipline in there by Jared Miller. Miller reached twice on walks. He scored in the third inning. Flew out to second base in the first. There's a windup and pitch. Hit hard to the second baseman. It's going to be between his legs. Went right by him. So that's going to score Solomon Yoder from second base. And on the throw, they're going to try and send Miller down to second base, and they got him. But not before Highland plates another run. And that's going to make it a 14-4 game. So they're going to put Jared Miller out at second after the base hit. And that'll now bring up Wyatt Richards. So with two away here in the top of the fifth inning, Highland's plated three more runs. So base paths are cleared. Pakula will start over here with Wyatt Richards. Richards scored in the second and walked. He struck out in the third and reached in the fourth inning as well. He takes called strike. Count goes 1-1. Highland scored two in the first, three in the second, two in the third, four in the fourth, and three so far here in the fifth. Up 14-4. Slow ground ball hit to the third base side. Scooped up and thrown. Nice play by the third baseman in time. So score that one 5-3 on the third out of the inning. So 4.5 complete in the books. It's Highland 14, Premier Ohio 4. Back after this on WKLM.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Let the fireworks and savings begin at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We'll get you ready with a 10-pound chub, 73% lean fresh ground beef, $3.48 a pound, 73% lean family pack fresh ground beef, $3.98 a pound, USDA Select Boneless New York Strip Steaks, $13.98 a pound, Gerber's Family Pack Leg Quarters, $1.48 a pound, Gerber's Skinless Boneless Thighs, $3.28 a pound. We also have USDA Inspected Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.98 a pound, USDA Select Beef Cube Steaks, $5.98 a pound, USDA Select Boneless Whole Beef Brisket, $5.48 a pound. Oscar Mayer Wieners for $1.98. And Seasoned Pork Tenderloin, $6.98 a pound at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. And that's going to be lifted high in the air. Liam Kruger, the leadoff batter, flies out for out number one. One pitch, one away. That one to right field. As Blake Miller put it away. That's going to bring up the leadoff hitter now, Drew Bosch. He's 0 for 2 today, ground out to the shortstop his first time up, struck out looking the second time, and Solomon Yoder just blew one by him there for strike one. Yoder has pitched a gem here today. He is getting stronger as this game goes on. Evidently, the young man likes the heat. There's a high fly ball lifted to left field. Drifting back, going to be put away. For the second out of the inning, as that was Damon Yoder drifting back to get that one. The ball is carrying today. These young men have got some in the air. It's went back towards the fence. 320 fence down the left side. So two away here in the fifth inning. That's going to bring up David McGuire. He hits in the second hole. Jap Zapiski on deck. Solomon Yoder starts out with a strike on the outside corner with two outs. McGuire, 1 for 2 today, reached on a base hit and scored in the first. Fouled that one back to the plate. Or to the screen, excuse me, for strike two. Looks like a substitution in here. It's number one. We'll try and get his name for you here. As Premier's starting to slide some other players into the lineup. Breaking ball for a strike three. That was Felty getting the strikeout. So strikeout number eight now for Solomon Yoder. That's going to be the third of the inning. And five complete in the books. It's Highland 14, Premier 4. Back with more baseball here on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
And via run rule, that game is now over. 14-4 is going to be your final as Highland's going to move on to the championship game. Just for a heads up, approximately, just got word from the umpire, they're going to try for a 12:15 start time. That's going to be pending that the other team is here. It looks like they are. So next game will start at 12:15, but this one is complete here from Ripman as Highland has won by a score of 14-4, defeating Premier Ohio. So we'll take a quick break here. I'll wrap up some numbers, come back and wrap this one up, and we'll get ready to set the stage for game number two. That'll be coming your way next on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway and Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
So game number one of the day is in the books in this semifinal game of the championship round. Highland defeats Premier Ohio by a score of 14-4 here this afternoon. They would do that scoring 14 runs on 11 hits. They would get 9 walks on the afternoon, and they would strand 5 runners, but they would score 14 runs in plenty of fashion here to get the victory. Going the distance here this afternoon for Highland was Solomon Yoder. As he pitched to Jim, getting stronger as the game went on, he would finish the afternoon with 8 strikeouts, giving up just 3 walks on the afternoons, giving up 4 runs. Those run, 3 of those came in the first inning, only 1 in the third inning for Premier. So Highland will move on here to the championship game. That game is slated here for approximately 12:15, so not much time. We are way ahead of schedule here today, as the umpires have done a good job keeping things moving here. Game number one of the morning wrapped up super early. That put us about a half an hour ahead of schedule here, and we're going to stay on that pace, as this second game was scheduled for originally 1 o'clock, but now going to take place at approximately 12:15. So we're going to step aside. We'll let you catch up. And when you come back here in about a half an hour, it'll be championship baseball coming your way here on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.